together. Child of love, one another right now.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
...11 to approve the stopgap spending bill the House passed Friday night. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This is a good bill. It'll keep the government open and funds and helps Americans affected by hurricanes and natural disasters, helps our farmers, and avoid harmful cuts.
The bill does not include an increase in the debt ceiling, which President-elect Donald Trump had called for. The Senate also approved an increase in Social Security benefits for many public service retirees. The holiday travel rush has kicked into high gear this weekend.
Auto Club AAA predicts 119 million people will travel for the holidays. These women flew out of Philadelphia International Airport.
Well, we're happy. We're happy it's our first trip, so hopefully it goes well.
I usually travel on Fridays, and this is the worst it's been for me.
This flyer was pleasantly surprised at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport.
I travel a lot. They're doing pretty dang good. Like, I think it's great. Like, I've seen days where it's like a Monday, and it's like double this.
Airlines expect to have 54 million passengers between now and January 6th, a 6% increase over last year. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
CBS's Elaine Cobb has the latest on a car ramming attack in Germany.
A trail of death and destruction in Germany as a car plowed into a crowded Christmas market in the town of Magdeburg. At least two people are dead, one of them a small child. Emergency services rushed to help the injured, at least 60 people, authorities say. Police arrested the driver on the scene. His motivation is still unconfirmed. We have caught the perpetrator, said the premier of Saxony-Anhalt. He is a doctor from Saudi Arabia who has been working here and has been in Germany since 2006.
There's late word the death toll has risen to 4, with 41 people gravely injured. The U.S. has brought a mix of diplomacy and military muscle to Syria. CBS's Michael Toscano explains.
The first U.S. diplomats to visit Syria since President Bashar Assad's ouster have met with provisional officials in Damascus, reportedly telling Syria's new leader, a one-time supporter of ISIS, that efforts to arrest him are stopped, and they are seeking information on the whereabouts of missing American journalist Austin Tice. This as the U.S. conducted airstrikes in northeastern Syria, killing a leader of the Islamic State group, according to the U.S. Central Command, an effort to prevent ISIS insurgents from regrouping there. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
The first game of the new 12-team college football playoff is in the books. Notre Dame beat Indiana 27-17. The Fighting Irish take on Georgia next in the quarterfinals. This is CBS.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com can help. Need them fast? O'Reilly is fast. Whether you choose in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping, we've got you covered. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
More airlines are letting passengers track their luggage with Apple AirTags.
Apple's tiny AirTags let you trace virtually anything they're attached to. Now, if you have one in your luggage and United, Delta, or Air Canada misplace it, you'll use your iPhone to send them the details to find it. Dan Green is with Fay Travel Insurance.
In the Find My app, which is how you look for all of your AirTags in the first place, you can click a button to generate a shareable link.
15 other international airlines will offer the same feature in the coming months. For those without AirTags, or an iPhone, Green's advice?
Don't leave the airport without reporting it.
Brad Gibson for CBS News.
The CDC says flu season is in high gear now. 13 states reported high or very high levels of flu-like illnesses last week. That was twice as many states as the week before. There is no dominant flu strain yet. The CDC says it's too early to tell if this year's flu vaccine will be highly effective. The fear is the flu will spread more next week during holiday gatherings. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today with highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, 15. Partly sunny and 32 on your Sunday. For Sunday night, clouds and 31. Chance of rain and snow on Monday with a high near 40 degrees. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and a high of 37. Currently, 13 degrees.
Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, sugar and spice.
that you wear in high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur controller, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition, provided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Something's wrong. Work, 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 work Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows if you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus, yes, Santa Claus.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're a drown. Let them say your hair's too long. I got you to talk.
local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Away the fear that you never ever gonna take. today and a dozen times ago. I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you photographs to some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes, we
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
hell. You know you love me, baby. Still you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be you. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well,
I'm is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Shutdown averted. A government funding bill cleared the Senate late last night after the House approved it. CBS's Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill.
It was down to the wire, but the Senate cleared a stopgap bill to fund the government with overwhelming support. The measure extends government funding through mid-March, provides more than $100 billion in disaster aid, including for communities hit by Hurricanes Helene and Milton, and $10 billion in economic assistance for farmers. It cleared the House earlier in the evening after a roller coaster week of negotiations following initial objections from President-elect Trump and billionaire Elon Musk.
And the Senate has also passed legislation to boost Social Security payments for millions of people. It eliminates reductions to the benefits for almost 3 million people who have a pension from federal, state, and local governments or from public service jobs like teachers, firefighters, and police officers. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
After a chaotic few days in the House, it's good news that the bipartisan approach in the end prevailed. It's a good lesson for next year. Both sides have to work together.
Police are trying to learn the motive for yesterday's attack on a Christmas